Yeah. FBI. Had to change your heart. Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
Hello. Hey guys.
Hey.
Alina.
How you doing?
What's up?
I'm right. What's up, Mystery Society?
What?
In the background?
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that you're not running the boards and you're going to get what you get tonight.
What? So you're just going to dog me?
Turn that up. Get about the dogger.
Look, you're the only one I was with.
Lying.
Stop lying, all right?
That don't mean nothing, James.
That means it's not mine.
So what? You man enough to take a life? You ain't man enough to take care of one?
Just watch your mouth.
Look, I ain't got time for this, all right? Peace.
So.
Sis, dope, man. I don't love her. She don't love me, I don't love her, she don't love me. I know this might sound crazy, but why she wanna have my baby? Look, I ain't even hug her, I ain't never kiss her, I ain't mean to touch her, I know I should've dissed her. If she was to go away, nobody would miss her. Niggas told me chill, but I ain't wanna listen. If she takes a spill, would that be murder? Nah, I'm joking, God, for real. I don't wanna hurt her, but this shit is not funny. I don't got money, I got enough to debt it. Can't believe I said it. Why she wanna raise it? Him or her won't get love. She should save it. The bitch is urging me like, what if the kid don't come out straight? Then you can't have a seed that's conceived out of hate. I think it was the shape of her hips and her cheeks and the way she used to make me have a fit with her cheeks. Like I couldn't even speak. But how many dudes done been here? I'm sincere, girl, think about it. Yeah, I got a flow, but when they ask me if I got kids, I'm saying no, and you saying yes. Paternity test gonna come back, and I'ma be all hurt and upset. You want that? You wanna walk with a stroller and a rapper on your arm. You my baby mom's and me mixing formula shit instead of recording the hit. Damn, girl, let me know what I did. I was trying to get a nut out. Your mama said she wants you to keep it. Tell her butt out. You stuck your butt out. You wore that skirt that said, come get me. I'd have stopped if it said, put a cute kid in me. And you kind of a dime, and your body's real tight. Your skin's sort of light, but you're not really bright. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But if you cared, you would go ahead and dead that. Come to think about it, I just tilted my head back. And you could have took off the hat when you told me relax. The clinic is open, the doctor is cool, and the medicine's potent. You won't feel nothing. I'm being too graphic. I'm just playing. You want to have a bastard. This shit is so crazy, but why she want to have my baby? Someone talk to her. She ain't even my lady, so why she wanna have my baby? I don't understand, my album ain't dropped, show money slow, you don't even care, it ain't even fair, what we gonna do, keep it at your mom's house while I'm saying it, that ain't what it's all about, we don't even match, I read books, I write verses, you like hooks, you get guys off the way that you look, I get girls off a wave and a look, you thick right now, but 20 more pounds, can't be a model, you're gonna get round. And on top of that, I'ma still get around. I'm so wrong. Rewind this whole song. No matter of fact, maybe time can turn back. Maybe there's a way that I can get my sperm back. Make the rubber tighter, have two less drinks. Can I take Hennessy to court? I don't think. What was going on in that thing I call a brain? I guess it was the brain. I should have ran a train. Then she couldn't pin me. But I was selfish. And I just did me. I'ma go to hell, bitch. Now I think about it. There was dudes before me. Maybe they ain't mine. Maybe I should call Morris. And we can get this right. Damn, one night turned into a life. Girl, I'm just kidding. Don't think that I'm crazy. It's cool. You can have my baby. We both laid down. You ain't gotta be my lady, for real. You should have my baby. I ain't mad at you. Everything fucking happens for a reason. And if something happens to you, all this I'm rapping to you, it becomes evident. Exhibit A. So I'ma stop here. Girl, let me say congratulations.
Nice work, Sha.
That's wrong. That's a terrible, terrible song.
It's fitting for the evening.
No, I like it, though. I like it. It's pretty clever.
It is.
Bad.
So, before we get into the evening, on the line, we have Jazz on the boards. Yes, I did just introduce myself first.
Yeah, that was great.
And that's how it's going to go for the rest of the night. We have the brother, Victorious, on the line.
What's good, what's good, what's good? Yo, she lying. I had the Jimmy on extra tight.
What are you up to? Why aren't you running these boards?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to go to the city, man, and have a good time out there. I'll go do a little... I'm actually about to see the Jungle Brothers. There's no better, right? Now I'm watching the Jungle Brothers, you know, classic hip hop group going out there to SOBs. Shout out to me. Shout out to Mike G in Africa.
I have to get stuck home while you go party.
Yeah, you're getting experience, you know. But don't blame me, blame A Boss and Kawan and all of our other failed engineers. No, you did a good job though. You set it off with that hot shot stimuli heat rock right there about forcing a woman to rethink things. Yo, Sha, what was the motivation for that song right there?
It was actually a real story that a friend of mine was going through, where he, you know, had a chick he was dealing with and just decided to, like, let loose, take the hat off, and felt like he, you know, was really feeling her. Next thing you know, he's dealing with a situation, and he didn't want to claim it. He was like, yo, it can't be mine. And he didn't even just think rationally. Like, he was like, yo, did you roll it? Yeah. He was like, why you think it's not yours? Cuz. Like, all he could say was cuz. Like, it was crazy. But, you know, it was an interesting situation. It just made me think about, like, not necessarily from a personal standpoint, but just, you know, what he was going through. And, yeah.
What did he end up doing at the end?
Yeah, what was the outcome of
that? Well, what happened was years passed, and... You know, he did the whole deadbeat, it's not mine thing. I don't know if you can call it deadbeat. He just really believed it wasn't his. And he was like, yo, I want a paternity test. So the girl moved out of town to originally where she was from, somewhere in the Midwest or something like that. I don't know. But years later, she got the paternity test, and it turned out to be his. So after that, like, he stepped up since then, and he's been like, you know, a Skype daddy. And
a Skype daddy?
Yeah, Skype daddy, you know, text message daddy. I haven't
daddy.
Really followed up since then, but, you know, Skype daddy still works.
Wow, okay.
Skype daddy.
Okay. So, Vic. What are we talking about tonight?
Oh, well, today's topic, you know, regardless of all the laughter about during the show, today's topic is abortion. Yeah. And that's why we set it off with that Sha song. Even though it wasn't a abortion song per se, it definitely had, you know, strong undertones of, look, you know, why don't you just, you know, dead this baby, so to speak, you know.
Oh,
we didn't really want to get into
that.
The...
Yeah.
Now,
that
well, didn't you say maybe you should dead it? I thought you said I was dead it.
I was joking though. But yeah, I said.
Yeah,
it.
But
yeah,
you
yeah,
dead
yeah.
it, and then the doctor, and it's not gonna hurt. Like you weren't talking about labor and delivery. I know that.
No, no. I was trying to be comedic, but you know, definitely in poor taste. Yeah, I know that. But
well, I think that's a pretty good depiction of how things may go for some.
Yeah, people feel like that.
That's right. That it's an option. Some people do say it. So.
Yeah, I think that for the most part, when that's a situation where two people weren't really planning that out and may not even have those strong feelings towards each other, I think pretty much the first thing usually is, what you going to do, you know, about that? You know what I'm saying? Me and that the male, you know, pretty much is usually, from you know, what I know, what I've seen, usually pushing for that abortion to happen, you know. You know, of course, letting the woman know right off the bat that she shouldn't be looking for no support, you know, in his direction. You know, I wonder, from the female perspective, Jazz, like, does that make a real big deal most of the time with women, or do they pretty much know what they're going to do anyway?
Well, I think that it makes a big deal whether, regardless of what a woman is going to choose to do, I think that, you know, it matters to a woman that, you know, you would want to conceive a child with her or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it speaks volumes to maybe, you know, what you think of that relationship. So that can certainly be a pivotal point in realizing that someone doesn't care about you the same way that you care about them.
Well, that's what the song was about. That's really the crux of the record. It wasn't like, you know, kill the baby. It was like, look, we don't even know each other. We don't even like each other. Why would you want to do this? Like, explain to me your reasoning behind it. So, yeah, that's what it was.
So I think, you know, as we know, women are the ones that really ultimately get to make that choice. And sometimes it is based off of the man's reaction, or his reaction, you know, isn't going to change her decision one way or the other, but it certainly is going to affect her feelings towards him. So, and then there are some women who, you know, and I don't think that this is the majority, but I know we're going to kind of talk about, you know, some people that choose abortion as a form of birth control.
What?
And so maybe they may not have the same reaction to a man saying, like, you know, so what you going to do? Like, how much is this going to cost or whatever?
You mean because they do it all the time? Like, it's like routine or?
Yeah, when you're not, you know, you're obviously not using contraceptions, and you you know that if you get pregnant, then you're going to have an abortion. So when you kind of, it's not an accident, you weren't doing anything to prevent it, and you already know, you know, what the solution is, then yes, it is a form of birth control in that way. There are people who have multiple abortions, who have had multiple abortions.
No.
Yeah. For me, I am pro-choice, and that's something that I did. Going into this show, I was like, you know, I know we don't want to do the typical pro-choice, pro-life ordeal, but for me, I am pro-choice. But when it came to the decision about me and my children, I could not make that decision to have an abortion. So, I don't know, the show is really interesting because I know we wanted to take a look at it from a different perspective. And talking to you guys prior to, I thought it was really interesting how, as men, especially Vic will share a little bit with us, how abortion really affects men in more ways than I think they are given credit for, or where attention is turned towards the male. So I am very interested in hearing your perspectives on abortion and your experience with or without. So, Sha, I'll turn to you first. What's been your experience with abortion? We know you have friends that have had experiences with, but yours?
Yeah, I've had friends. I haven't had any personal experience. Like, I've had girls that I've went with them to the clinic because, you know, the guy didn't know or the guy didn't, you know, want to be there. I've had homeboys that have had multiple, And I've seen them get, you know, really down and depressed because I guess the whole thing of whether it's really considered a life in the medical sense that you're taking, you know, depending on how old the baby is, it's, you know, still a factor, but it's still, you see the girl go through depression and you feel like you really murdered somebody, you know. So I don't really have like a personal attachment to the whole thing. I just, I've seen other people go through it.
So with the guys that have, you know, like you said, the guys kind of go through the depression, they're, you know, supporting their significant other. Is that something that you guys talk about? Like, you know, for women, if we know that one of our girlfriends are going through abortion, I mean, we, or even a miscarriage or whatever, we really tend to put a lot of supports around that person and, you know, check up on them. Is that something that men do also with one another?
I found that my boys, during the time they went through it, they never spoke to somebody like me about it in detail. They always spoke to somebody that's been through it. Like, just, like, I'll hear about it, I'll get a mention or I'll see the effects, but as far as in detail, like, I've had dudes that just feel like I wouldn't know anything about it, and they'd rather talk to somebody that has been through it. So,
Shai, you said that there would be times where you would accompany a woman to get it. Like, how would that turn out?
You know, it's tough because you didn't put them there. So you're like, you're trying to console them. You don't really know the right thing to say. You know, you're just like, are you okay? Your stomach hurt? Like, I was always uncomfortable. But I just tried to be a friend, you know, at those points. But it was definitely a lot of ignorance and a lot of not, you know, not sure what to say or how to make somebody feel better. You just wanted to help out and be there.
That's very commendable. It is. And
that's
speaks
up.
A lot. Yeah, it is. And it's it speaks a lot that a woman would ask you to go through that experience with her. So.
Yeah.
Yes, as long as it's not your fault, correct.
not your fault, Shai. It's not your fault.
For the record, those are not his children. He was there in support.
At the clinic, it wasn't him. It was one of his friends, you know, girlfriend.
The song is about
like
a friend.
Yeah. Right.
All right, we got that clear.
Yeah.
Now,
I never really accompanied anyone in particular myself besides the person that was going to. I mean, I use the term, you know, kill the baby. You know, everybody got a part of me. I don't want to get into the debate on, you know, when does life start and all that stuff like that. Definitely, you know, pro my business and everything. But the way I view it, you know, because, I mean, that's whatever you do with, you know, with your womb and all that, I'm not, you know, men aren't really supposed to be talking about that. You know, I'm actually glad that Shai and I got to talk today because, you know, since we don't have vaginas, we don't have an opinion. But
do you really think that?
I've heard that.
Well, I mean, okay.
Definitely.
You're not supposed to have an opinion, but you do have an opinion, right?
Do you?
Definitely.
You have an influence.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's funny because I think I know how Shai thinks. Like, you know, it ain't no opinion if you can't say nothing. Like, you be having thoughts to yourself and anything, but, you know, pretty much through the years, man, just speaking on the topic, you know, of abortion, and even, like, when I was doing CDs, I wanted to do a CD that was, like, basically a bunch of songs with that topic, you know, pretty much to bring awareness, like, the song that Shai did, the song that we're going to play a little bit later, you know, Lil Cyndi Lauper or whatever. And I remember a woman told me pretty much that I didn't have any business even doing that mixtape, you know, because I wasn't, you know, saying a woman, you know. But that's out there, you know what I'm saying? So I feel I have to say that, yeah, you know, in my particular story, I was looking at it as, you know, shorty, you know, killed the baby and shit, you know, and I'm not sure anyone in a similar situation is going to see it differently, you know. It was like the third, what was like the third month? What's like?
That was during her first trimester, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was like the end of that. Like it was like
okay.
Down to the wire type of thing.
Right.
Now, when I had first impregnated her, you know what I'm saying, and when I pollinated her ovaries, you
well,
know. Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I thought I was on mute. I'm so sorry.
You hear how we said that, girl? That's why.
I thought I was on mute, and you guys.
Pollinated her.
You know I'm not feeling well. I'm sorry. I'm a little out of my element. Okay, I'm going back on mute.
Oh, man. Shall you hear this, Shaw?
And then go ahead. You have pollinated.
Now, I don't even want to repeat it. I got to go to the Witness Protection Program after this show. But, yeah, you know, we had made sweet, sweet love, you know what I'm saying? We had made sweet, sweet love on the twin bed, as it were, you know. And when I impregnated her, and nothing, Jack? Okay, thank you. I impregnated her. You know, I pretty much knew at that point, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, I done slipped and did that, you know what I'm saying? And the funny thing is that we had a fight later on that night. It was a real silly fight. And it actually was an ex of mine. And I shouldn't have never had let her over, but she came over, and that was that. And we had a fight. And I think it was about, like, the next day she hit me, and she was like, so how do you want to handle this? Now,
I'm lost. Wait. She came over, you had a fight, and you hit it?
No, yeah, that's not what I said, but that's what is what happened. She came over, we had a fight, I hit it, we had another fight after that. But I didn't hit it, we made sweet, sweet love. It was like sweet makeup, reoccurring, girlfriend, sweet love and shit, pollination, you know?
Raw.
So
fast forward, she's pregnant.
I don't know about raw, but, you know, definitely the lambskins had torn. The lambskins torn.
Okay.
It torn because you never go raw, kids. Never go raw.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that. But whatever that happened, the next day, she had the vibes because she was a player from the Himalayas. She already knew, you know, right away that she had been fertilized.
It was
you know? Yeah, she knew. I was like, you sure? I was like, I think I know. And it was her second seed, no pun intended. No, it was her first. No, it was her second time. And she was going to have a baby, but she had probably been through 6-7 abortions or something like that beforehand. I'm just guesstimating, you know what I'm saying? It may have been 2 or 3, but in my mind, 2 or 3, but you done had 10, you know, because I know you lied about, you know, the couple in high school or whatever, but whatever
it
is.
She was a pro-choice pro, basically.
She wasn't new. She taught me the ropes. Because, you know, the next morning she said, what you want to do about it? You know, like, what are you talking about? You know, whatever. And she talked about having this, the 24 after pill. I think this is like back in the day where it was kind of maybe experimental, whatever. I didn't know nothing about that myself, you know, because lambskins had never done me wrong before. So she was saying, well, she could take that pill, and that'll be that. And, you know, I will admit, I was like, well, hey, that's groovy, you know what I'm saying? Well, you go ahead, because you done stabbed at me, you know, with a kitchen knife the night before, and definitely wouldn't be a good idea for us to do that, you know what I'm saying? I think with that, the morning after pill, I think you have a couple of days or something like that. I don't really know, but I'm just going outside of mass.
I think it's the morning
that
after.
One,
but that's,
and I think
that's
it's like 3 days, though. Jasmine?
Yes.
Jasmine, tiebreaker? How many days is the morning after pill do you have? Yeah, 3 days, right?
72 hours.
Yeah, that's...
So why don't they call it the 3 day
after? Tell you how many... Well, because it's you know, that's a long ass morning.
Nah,
so I'm like,
nah, I'm just
it's
continue.
It's just feels like one day. So basically, that one day, it was a Monday, and I remembered I went to by the water to think and shit, because I'm very reflective about things like that, you know. And I listened to a song by this rapper. His name is Bad Seed. So I think you know Bad Seed.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was to his own born son. And, you know, it was like the last song on his album. And I'm like, oh, shit, like, nah, all this shit that he's kicking, I'm not even trying to feel none of these things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I may not have felt whatever way towards that woman, but I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm going to regret this. You know, I do want to have a child anyway. And, you know, I made a decision to buy the lambskin, you know, and hey, you know, I need to go ahead and not do this, you know what I mean? So I let him know. I said, yo, now let's do this. Let's do this. Fuck it, you know. We weren't strangers, nothing like that. And we have a call on the line. Caller, you from Philly. We're going to get to you in a second. But, yeah, she was with it, you know what I'm saying? Because I think, you know, definitely she felt a smidgen, you know, more about me than I did about her. So
she was with keeping it?
Huh? Yeah, who, huh?
Yeah, you said she was with it. She was
yeah,
with keeping
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Yeah, she was keeping it. You know, I mean, I'm assuming that all her days, you know, of, you know, being in the Florida house, she probably didn't have support and stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And so we was doing it. You know, we were trying to figure out how to make that work. You know, what would we have to do in order to, you know, have this child and anything. We had a name, chose a name and everything. You know, it was where we thought about the name and he chose the name. And, you know, from what I'm thinking, like, you know, we're going to have this child and shit, you know, until about maybe June or almost June, which was, you know, a few months later, she was having second thoughts, and it was based upon where, you know, just how is it going to look? Because she already has another child by somebody else. And, you know, all these different reasons, you know, we're not getting into. And I try to meet all the different reasons. You know, I try to convince her that it'll be straight. You know, I did everything, you know, that I figured out that I could do, you know, far as try to, you know, bribe her, try to, you know, be with her, try to, you know, whatever I could say, you know. And, you know, and sometimes I would lie. You know, I ain't gonna lie. Like, the truth ain't worth like lies. Like, you want me to promise you ice cream that won't melt? Oh yeah, I got that shit, bro. Yeah, that shit in the freezer. And she told, let's do this. You know, but at the end of the day, she didn't want it. She didn't want to have a baby at that point in time. You know, and I asked some of my friends, my close friends, and actually I got some interesting feedback from females. Like, all the females was telling me, like, you lucky, you know, that she's not trying to have it, you know. That was that. And I talked to my father, and my father had said, well, you know, it's tough, but, you know, support her and whatever she want, you know, she want to do. And I called one of those my support lines and shit, you know, because I was young still, and I didn't know none of that. I called support line. That's like, yo, like, I'm a dude, you know what I'm saying, first of all. And, you know, my girlfriend, you know, I use that term, you know, that my girlfriend, she, you know, she's pregnant and she's trying not to have a baby, you know, what could I do? And pretty much it was like nothing you can do. You know, we're sorry about that. Try to get her to call the line so we could talk to her. And I think I tried that. I forget if she called or not, but regardless, you know, it didn't work. And so I said, all right, well, you know, fuck it, you know, let's go ahead and do that. And I went with her. I ain't paid for it, you know, but that's a whole nother story, who paid for it. I think we'll shout something like that. But, you know, she didn't, I went to the office, but she didn't want me, like, to go and talk to the doctor or whatever, so I was just outside the office. And when it was done, you know, obviously, well, I guess obviously, for those of y'all who don't know, even someone who's a veteran at that, and someone whose choice it was, you know, she was still very sad, you know. So
I don't want no one who may be a first-timer or whatever, or someone who just hasn't experienced that from either side, you know, of the situation. Don't think that, you know, a woman is out there just fucking hangers and laughing and shit. She definitely was real sad. Think she may have been sore or whatnot. And, you know, I took her home and that was that. You know, I think that we probably talked for about a week, but after that, you know, we pretty much, I was real angry, you know, and she was, I guess, you know, embarrassed, whatever. So we
were angry at her.
I was angry at her. He was angry at me because, you know, I felt that I probably didn't say or do the right thing. Like, in my mind, it was still something that I could have controlled. You know what I'm saying? And for years, you know, I pretty much battled with that, you know, thinking that something that I didn't do, you know, is the cause of it, you know. And,
you
know, we had to have a conversation. Huh?
Would you have been with her?
Like, yeah, hell yeah. I mean, that was,
that?
Yeah. I would have been straight, you know, 1952 style, like, I would have, you know, been with her just because we had a baby, whatever. Like, you know, I wanted my child. You know, I'm not going to be here and say, like, oh, but I loved her more. I wanted my baby. I went to my baby and shit. You know, so whatever it had to take, I was like, yo, like, just do an abortion or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, or yo, just do this and I'll take care of the baby. Or, you know, whatever. Like, yo, let's just do something other than, you know, other than this shit right here. So, you know, basically, yeah, I was mad at myself, you know, but we talked some years later, you know, because, you know, we're still friends. And we talked, and she let me know in a conversation that nothing that I said could have done that. And she actually didn't really tell me, like, the real reasons and anything. And, you know, just pretty much wasn't, you know, my fault or not, you know. And she actually tried to give me, you know, another one, but at this point, you know, we weren't active, nothing like that. But yeah, you know, it definitely, in the years after that, it definitely affected me, you know, because I wanted a child, you know, and, you know, you just never know in this world what future holds. It's like, damn, what if that was my one chance or whatnot, you know, and then, like, looking at other men go through the situation, it's always sad to me because I see, like if you have a seed with a woman, right, and you don't want that seed, you got to take care of that seed because you fathered it. No matter what you want to do, you can move to Arkansas, they're going to find you here, come take care of this seed. But when she don't want it and you don't want it, you don't got no fathership rights. And that's like a mind-boggling thing, you know, with this society. So, you know, I speak for all the dudes who, you know, pretty much didn't have a choice in the matter of once they did, you know, and that's my story.
Wow.
Wow.
So it's not a dry eye in the house right now.
No.
I tell you.
No, it's really interesting to hear that story, that, you know, to hear from a guy's perspective and the opposite, you know, versus I wanted her to have an abortion and she didn't, and then, you know, you kind of feel trapped in the situation. It's a very respectable story. I just think that people don't have those type of conversations. You know, maybe if you and this chick had this conversation from jump, like before you slept with each other, nobody really wants to talk about pregnancy when you're getting it in. But it's good to know, you know, where that person is, because maybe that would have, do you think that would have changed how you felt?
I have those.
Knowing that she didn't.
Well, it's funny because.
Okay, that's good.
Well, no, that was Shasta that said that, but it's funny you mentioned that because, like I alluded to earlier, like, this girl, before all of this, you know, I mean, she claimed to be, you know, of that persuasion, like, she claimed that that's what she wanted, you know what I'm saying? Just like,
right,
you know,
right.
A couple years after that, she was coming to me with that, so that's why it kind of blew me, it blew me away,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, that she did change her mind because, you know, that was the thing. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of what ifs. I had to learn myself, like, not to what ifs, because I'm sure that there are people that I know of who the man and the woman, you know, planned it out, and then she may be on a pill or something and not tell them, you know what I'm saying? So there's like always sometimes like a person ain't telling you what's on their mind, you know? And that's what it was with me and Shorty.
Well, you know, the other thing is these are sometimes the situation where you just have to be in it. Because I know when I was pregnant with my daughter, before I got pregnant, if you would have asked me, you know, like if you were to get pregnant today, would you have an abortion? I'd be like, you know, yes. And, but then once I was pregnant and kind of thought like all the different things, like you mentioned, what if this is, you know, the only child that I will ever conceive, or what if I die during this procedure? Just a number of things certainly had me thinking very different than I would have 24 hours before I knew. So, but before we go any further, we have a caller that has been waiting patiently from, you said Philly, 267?
267, I believe, is Philly. Don't ask me how I know.
Okay. 267, you're on.
She's a woman. I don't know her.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, what's
I'm
up?
I'm just dandy, like Randy. I just wanted to ask the guy a question about the whole abortion situation.
Go ahead.
Victoria, is my name.
With the abortion situation, like, I guess, like, did you feel some sort of connection to this girl that had the abortion, or, you know, like, did anything, like, change after you found out she was pregnant, or it was just, like, supposed to be some fling thing? Like, what was going on with the relationship?
Did you say that I feel a connection, what, are you talking about, like, after?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, after she had the abortion, you mean?
No, like, before you found out she was pregnant, like, what was the relationship between you two?
Oh, like you must have called her later, like, there was no, like, we weren't in a relationship. That was my ex, you know, so to speak. That was my ex, you know. And we pretty much had an intramural season, you know, if you dig my drift, like I was saying. She wanted to come over, like, you know, and, yeah, I had come over, I guess. I hadn't seen her for a year before that, you know, and so that was that. You know, she came through, you know, we had sex, she got pregnant, you know, and that was that. But for our connection, like, our connection was all right. You know, I've known her for a lot of years, you know, so, she, you know, she was sort of like, you know, a friend type of thing also. But, you know, wasn't no love right there, nothing like that. You know, when we were having the baby, that's when, you know, our relationship, you know, you could say definitely got, you know, obviously it got stronger. Like it was different when we were planning to have that family.
And another question, like, do you think, like, I don't know you two, and I don't know her personally, but do you think, like, she might have wanted to have a baby out of love and just, like, not out of, like, you know, an accident?
No.
Or something happened?
No, not her. Her first baby wasn't like that, neither was the one after me.
Maybe she wanted to do things different this time.
She had two kids, but the one before me, no. But yeah, you could say maybe 77. Maybe you could say that she wanted to do it differently. But I didn't tell y'all that she had a baby 9 months later. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
I went through a period where I was actually, you know, pregnant, and the dude was a complete asshole, and I was planning on having these kids, but, you know, he showed me another side of him, and I figured I just didn't want to go through 9 months plus 18 years of dealing with that, so I decided to have an abortion.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe it was me, you're right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it take two to tango, and I'm not sure...
I'm not sure how it could not be me because I'm the only other guy involved. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to say that it was me or her. You know, I'm here to say that, you know, I had no choice in the matter. But as far as it being me, you know, like I said earlier, shortly thereafterwards, you know, she was still trying to get on that team. You know, she was still saying, you know, she wanted to, you know, do better with that as far as I'm concerned. You know, she wanted to have the baby, et cetera, whatever. And she felt remorseful and everything. I'm not an asshole, you know. So it wasn't that. But you know, but there were reasons that she expressed to me. Oh. But there were reasons, like I said, that she expressed to me, and it was about 6 years later that she didn't tell me. You know, like when we were in it, it was things like, well, she didn't want to have two children with two different fathers, and, you know, her mother didn't like me, and it was different things, you know, and I found out, you know, what the situation was, and the situation wasn't me, you know, and that's something that I was told, you know, based upon her, you know, at that point just being my friend, where there wasn't any politics involved, you know. But I don't really find me personally any solace in trying to figure out, you know, in 2012, who did what and why it did whatever, you know, whatever it is that happened, you know, and like there's no fault to it. It's like this woman, I think, that will have a baby from a dude who is an asshole, who don't like her, you know, just to do it, whatever. So there's no real formula, you know. There's no real formula to say, okay, well, this is going to make it work, or this is what's going to make a woman have a baby and not have a baby, because there's so many scenarios out there, so many things goes through, as you know, goes through the woman's head that, you know, it'll be impossible. You know, if we can find out what will make that not happen, I'm sure we'll have less of those situations out there. But, you know, I just have my own little situation. That's what I'll share to y'all. But, you know, thank you for sharing your input, though.
Can I ask a question for the host, I guess? Like, because this, I mean, abortion is serious, and I think a lot of people don't realize the severity of an abortion once, you know, they make that decision. It does affect both people that's involved, but I believe, like, people got the wrong conception about abortion. They think, you know, maybe if you run down and get an abortion, you know, everything is everything. And no one has to know you have an abortion until someone actually tells, you know, someone that they had one. But I think the thing about, you know, young people with abortions or people training abortions is because they believe that they can erase the past, or they can erase pretty much anything that goes on. And it's not like that. I mean, the question is, how do you know if a girl loves you? Just because she have your baby and y'all might be good in a relationship for that moment or for these few months or the next few years, I mean, like, a baby changes everything. And, you know, maybe, like, great guys, like the ones such on your show that wanted a baby, like, most guys want babies with certain types of females, and certain types of females actually secretly have abortions. And they don't get that type of, you know, negative shine that other people have or women have that have many children from several different baby daddies. And like I mentioned before, maybe those people might want love, or maybe they think that, you know, a baby can keep a man, which it doesn't. But the question I want to ask is, how do you know if a girl really loves you if she had your baby? I mean, just because she had your baby and y'all good in a relationship does not mean anything. I mean, how do you know?
Well, I don't know if anyone is qualified to answer that question, especially not tonight. How do you know if someone loves you? Like,
yeah,
what are you
going
to try to tell us? But I don't understand.
I don't think that having a child is necessary. Is significant of love being present? I mean, there.
Not at all.
No, because there wouldn't be nearly as many, you know, divorces of single parents, mothers and fathers. But to the caller, I did want to, I kind of want to bounce your question, kind of reframe it in a way. Right before we brought you on, Shaw was saying that he has these type of discussions with the women that he dates or, you know, that he has sex with prior to, you know, so before they even get into the situation where the condom breaks or, you know, whatever, they have an understanding of how kind of how things are going to go. So, Shaw, can you tell us what that conversation is like? Have you found that to be... Have you found that understanding between you and your, you know, your significant others to go over well? Is it a tough conversation? Tell us about it.
It depends. Like, sometimes you can make it light. You can be like, hey, you feel like having a kid, or, you know, just ask them something, like, you know, ask them where they are in life. Well, you can really analyze just from their conversation, especially if they have a child already or not. But sometimes, from what I've learned, people tend to lie anyway. Like, they'll tell you what you want to hear, or either they'll tell you what they believe to be true. Like, a lot of people might think that, you know, you may not have sex with them if they're thinking they're gonna want to have a baby, so they may be like, I'm good right now. And next thing you know, you get into it and they want a baby. So
okay.
It's not a easy conversation unless, like I said, unless you make it light and you joke it off and you, but you tend to know where somebody's head is, like if they're at a certain age, if they've, you know, been single for a while and, you know, the clock is ticking, you know who might want to keep them, you know. But as far trying to keep a man with a baby,
good luck.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that I think is important about that conversation may not be what the other person shares, but what you say. Listening to Victorious, it's clear any woman that is, you know, going to be involved with him sexually, regardless of, it sounds like, you know, the relationship, the type of relationship, that he feels really strongly about having children. So, you know, regardless of what the woman says,
anybody. I would take great precautions.
You gotta also know I was 23 years old. So it's like I'm 30. I was young. I forget how, you know, I'm 34, 35 now. So it's like it's a whole different ball game. I'm a youth landscape no more. So it's different now.
Right. Okay. So obviously, you guys, you know, have some preventative measures in place to make sure that it's with the right woman.
I don't have sex right now. Then there's this woman that want to go. They still kind of want to dog you a little bit and be like, oh, it's a bitch you fucking. Like, you know, like there's a type of woman that has abortion. Like there's a profile out there. You know, it is interesting type of things. You know, you hear. You know, so right now I'm just abstaining, you know, from women until I learn how to, you know, choose a good one. So no sex.
Abortion. Aries in the chat room mentions that some women have abortions out of spite.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about that comment?
I've seen abortion. It's out there. Like, you know, but it only works against certain men. Like, you remember The Godfather when Kay said, you know, I had an abortion, Mike wanted to kill her ass. I think it was in two or three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, some men don't play that shit.
But I don't understand what that solves. What does it do?
The Godfather?
It just hurts the man. Is that it?
I got a homeboy. He ain't listening, so it's cool. I got a homeboy. He has two children by his ex, actually, and he thought that she had lost a child, but she actually had an abortion and didn't tell him. Like, didn't tell him for like years. But it was supposedly out of spite. Like, yeah, women will do that just to hurt you, you know, unfortunately. You know, and they stayed in the relationship and everything, but that was her little thing that she wanted to do. You know, yeah, they do it.
Hurt me.
And
did you just say hurt me, Shaw? Y'all are awful.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, throw that song on, though, Jazz, before some... song actually that someone had played for me some years ago. Someone I was in at the time, they played it for me, said it reminded me of them. It reminded them of me and everything. Because it's something that I definitely kept for the first few years. I held on to it for the first few years. So you was with me, you definitely understood that's one thing I was going through. So this is Flipside. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Please accept my apologies. Wonder what would have been. Would you have been a little angel or an angel of sin? Tomboy running round, hanging with all the guys, or a little tough boy with beautiful brown eyes. I paid for the murder before they determined the sex, choosing our life over your life meant your death. And you never got a chance to even open your eyes. Sometimes I wonder as a fetus if you fought for your life, would you have been a little genius in love with math? Would you have played in your school clothes and made me mad? Would you have been a little rapper like your Papa the Piper? Would you have made me quit smoking by finding one of my lighters? I wonder about your skin tone, the shape of your nose, and the way you would have laughed and talked fast and slow. Think about it every year, so I picked up a pen. Happy birthday, love you whoever you would have been. Happy birthday. Got their own reasons for homicide. Who's to say it would have worked and who's to say it wouldn't have? I was young and struggling, but old enough to be a dad. The fear of being my father has never disappeared. Ponder it frequently while I'm sipping on my beer. My vision of a family was artificial and fake. When it came time to create, I made a mistake. Now you got a little brother, maybe it's really you. Maybe you really forgave us knowing we was confused. Maybe every time that he smiles at you proudly, knowing that your father's doing the right thing now. I never tell a woman what to do with her body, but if she don't love children, then we can't party. Think about it every year, so I picked up a pen. Happy birthday, love you whoever you would have been. Happy birthday. From the ending to the ending, never got to begin. Maybe one day we could meet face to face in a place without time and space. Happy birthday. From the heavens to the womb to the heavens again. From the ending to the ending, never got to begin. Maybe one day we could meet face to face in a place without time and space. Happy birthday.
That's too much for me. That's just too much. Wow. So, Vic, let me ask you, do you, like, you know, the song he obviously memorializes I think we may have actually lost Vic, but he memorializes the birth date, what would have been the birth date of the child. That's a lot. And I know that there's women that do that, so I think it's really interesting to hear, you know, a man doing the same. And it sounds like, you know, he probably does that in silence.
What was dude's name?
Flipside. It's called Happy Birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. So just so you guys know, in the chat room we put up a website, menandabortion.com. And we'll also put it on the group page on Facebook. But basically, you know, men obviously grieve the death of their child through abortion just as much, if not the same, as women. So if that's something that you're dealing with, or you have a friend that is dealing with that, again, it's called menandabortion.com. Vic, you are back in, and I just want to tell you that that song is just way too much for me right now.
Oh, I heard you say that. Then I kind of hung up by accident. But yeah, they can holler at me too, Jazz. They can holler at me too, Victoria@TheEmotionPicture.com. Like I definitely I feel strongly about being there for men who, you know, need advice, you know, going through that situation or need talk to somebody, you know, afterwards, you know, and hopefully women definitely need to tell somebody. I know sometimes they have that stigma and they feel embarrassed, but definitely, you know, if you have a friend that's going through that, you know, male or female, you know, definitely don't be judgmental about it. Don't make them feel some type of way. Just let them know you're there for them and talk them through it, because, I mean, you'd be surprised when they know that someone's there that actually cares, you know what I'm saying, and actually will talk to them about it. You'd be surprised how you know, well they'll do the next time around, you know, that they may come to you beforehand, you know, and ask you your advice, maybe talk them out of that decision, you know, if it's a bad decision or not, you know. So you definitely be a friend to people, and people don't be afraid to talk to nobody. You know,
so
let them know what you're going
through.
Don't leave
them a murderer on their voicemail?
Say it again.
What you shouldn't do? Don't leave them a murderer on their voicemail?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why does that seem familiar to me, though? Like, that's happened to someone I know.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's wrong. So I don't know about, you know, the life and the fetus and shit. I'm just saying, like, you know, definitely be a friend.
And I like,
you know,
would you say pro, mind your own business? I like that.
Yeah, I mind my own business.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if I was a woman, I probably wouldn't, but, you know, that shit's so hard, you know, when you're a man to have an opinion on that type of shit, so you just leave it alone, you know. And,
well,
you know,
and
I'm just making
mean,
sure whoever I'm with is pro-life, so they don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying, really.
Well,
you know, I'm glad
my
mother was pro-life, you know. Huh?
It's important for you know, women to hear that men, you know, do have very strong opinions, and they're just not used to having a forum or being asked about them. So if you're with someone, have that conversation tonight or tomorrow on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, make a baby tonight. I think I'm feeling.
Or not.
What? Oh. Well, if you had a talk already, though, Jazz, like the person said, yeah, I had a talk already. Maybe that's why it happened. I had a talk already, you know what I'm saying? So maybe cross lambskins tonight. And,
you know what? If you had that talk already, like Sha said, have it again. Have it a few times because things change, right? So check in with
definitely.
The partner and find out where they're at. Because
you know,
my feelings have changed.
Vic, do not mind beating a dead horse, if you know me. I will be like, well, that was yesterday, bitch. How do you feel about it today?
I take me to the clinic. Okay, so guys, today is February 7th, and next week is Valentine's Day.
It's our anniversary.
Woo!
It's our year. We've been doing it for a year. And we see y'all imitating. We see y'all little shows and shit. We see y'all trying to do what we do. We're flattered.
Yes, we are. But a year.
Yeah, but cool.
I'm very excited.
That's crazy.
We didn't mean to do that shit, y'all. We meant to do this shit for like 2 weeks. That shit just clipped to a fucking year.
Wow.
Thanks to y'all. Give them an applause. Jazz.
All right. We shall.
We love all of y'all, man.
We do. Hold on. We are
glad
that your
parents
were pro-life.
All right.
So.
Well, I got to go tuck my daughter in and let me get out of here.
All right. Well, have fun in the city. I love New York this weekend, but it did make me sick.
Oh, yeah.
So. I'm going to go.
You
were
in it. Yeah, Jazz was in New York this weekend. We had that little party.
Nice.
The party action.
Yeah.
That football?
Nothing to do with the Giants, but I had a great time, and New York City chicks definitely know how to party. So, everybody have a wonderful evening.
Shout out to my co-pilot, Kawam, right now, who had me driving in circles for like 3 hours.
Is that Kawam that's supposed to be running these boards?
Yeah, Kawam that's supposed to be running the board. That Kawam, yeah, he can't run the boards.
Yeah,
nigga, please. I know where I'm going. All right, y'all. Let me focus on the road.
All right.
Yeah,